Okay, members, if you'll take your seat, we'll go ahead and start our committee. Okay, the Committee on Rules will now come to order. Cindy, please call the roll.
Chair Mayfield?
Here.
Vice Chair Perry?
Here.
Senator Baxley? Senator Book?
Here.
Senator Boyd?
Here.
Senator Broder?
Here.
Senator Broxton?
Here.
Senator Burgess?
Here.
Senator Burton?
Here.
Senator DeSigley?
Here.
Senator Garcia?
Here.
Senator Hooper?
Here.
Senator Hudson? Senator Jones? Senator Osgood? Senator Rodriguez? Senator Rusan? Senator Simon? Senator Torres? Senator Yarborough? Quorum present.
Thank you. And Senator Jones, Osgood, and Hudson are excused from today's meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senator Broxton. Okay, please silence all electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Please be sure to write legibly so that we can read your name into the record. Should you wish to waive your speaking time and position, we will include in the committee meeting records. Members, I am going to... We're going to go ahead and take up... Let me flip to it. I think it's tab 7. Yes, we're going to flip to tab 7 since Senator Avila is here, and we're going to take up Senate Bill 276 on review advisory bodies. Senator Avila, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senators. Senators, there are more than 130 advisory bodies, councils, and commissions that have been enacted into statute for various purposes, serving as adjuncts to state agencies. This bill requires each executive agency that has an adjunct advisory body to annually, by August 15th, file a report on the Florida fiscal portal that is maintained by the Executive Office of the Governor for each advisory body. The report includes the statutory authority under which the advisory body is operating, a brief summary of the advisory body's purpose or objective, membership information, also a summary of the work plan for the current year and the next 2 years. It also will report on the amount of funds and time needed to support the operations of the advisory body, as well as a recommendation to continue, terminate, or modify the advisory body. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Great, thank you. Members, are there any questions? Okay, seeing no questions, we have no appearance forms. Is there any debate? Seeing no debate. Are you good? Okay. Senator Avila, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Waive close, Madam Chair.
Waive close. Cindy, please call the roll on Senate Bill 276.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broder?
Yes.
Senator Broxton?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Hudson? Senator Jones? Senator Osgood, Senator Rodriguez, Senator Rusan, Senator Simon, Senator Torres, Senator Yarborough, Vice Chair Perry, Chair Mayfield.
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 276 is reported favorably. Okay, members, I am now going to turn the chair over to Vice Chair Perry.
Members, we're going to take up tab 1, SB 72 on Florida statutes by Senator Mayfield. Senator Mayfield, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chairman. Senate Bill 72 is the Adoption Act, which is a central element of the Continuous Statutory Revision Program. The Act provides a one-year window for finding errors and making changes before statutory material becomes the best evidence of the law. The bill prospectively adopts the 2024 Florida statute as an official document and, more importantly, adopts as the official statute of law of the state of all statute material passed by the 2023 regular session. And that is the bill.
Questions, members? Any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, we don't have any appearance cards. Is there debate? Any debate on the bill? Like to close on your bill?
Wait, close.
Cindy, please call the roll on SB 72.
Senator Baxley? Yes. Senator Book? Yes. Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broder?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Hudson? Senator Jones? Senator Osgood? Senator Rodriguez? Senator Rusan? Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Torres? Senator Yarborough?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes, and by your vote, so SB 72 is reported favorably. Members, we're going to move to tab 2, SB 74 on Florida statutes by Senator Mayfield. Senator Mayfield, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator, Senate Bill 74 is the general revisor's bill for the Florida statute. It deletes obsolete language, updates cross-references, and corrects grammatical and typographical errors in the statute. That is the bill.
Members, any questions? Any questions on the bill? And there are no appearance forms. Is there any debate on the bill? No debate. Senator Mayfield waves her close. Cindy, please call the roll on SB 74.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broder?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Hudson? Senator Jones? Senator Osgood? Senator Rodriguez, Senator Rusan, Senator Simon, Senator Torres, Senator Yarborough, Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes. And by your vote, so SB 74 is reported favorably. Moving right along, tab 3 on Florida statute, SB 76 on Florida statutes by Senator Mayfield. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 76 deletes statutory provisions that were repealed by an earlier session of the legislature if that repeal or expiration date has now occurred, rendering the provision of no effect.
Questions? Any questions on the bill? No appearance forms. Is there any debate? Seeing no debate. Senator Mayfield, waves are closed. Cindy, please call the roll on SB 76.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broder?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Hudson? Senator Jones? Senator Osgood? Senator Rodriguez? Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Yarborough?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes, and by your vote, so SB 76 is reported favorably. Members, we're taking up tab 4, SB 78, Florida statutes by Senator Mayfield. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, Senate Bill 78 deletes a statutory provision granting duplicative, redundant, or unused rulemaking authority, and that's the bill.
Any questions? There's no public appearance forms. Any debate? No debate. Mayfield, right ways are closed. Cindy, please call the roll on SB 78.
Senator Baxley? Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broder?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Osgood?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Yarborough?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes, by your vote, so SB 78 is reported favorably. Moving on to tab 5 on Florida statutes by Senator Mayfield, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 80, members, amends the Florida statute to conform to directive of the conform to a directive of the legislature to place the phrase professional development with professional learning, and that is the bill.
Members, any questions? Any questions? There are no appearance forms. Is there any debate? No debate. Senator Mayfield, waves are closed. Cindy, please call the roll on SB 80.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broder?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Hudson? Senator Jones? Senator Osgood? Senator Rodriguez, Senator Rusan,
yes.
Senator Simon,
yes.
Senator Torres,
yes.
Senator Yarborough,
yes.
Senator Mayfield,
yes.
Chair Perry.
Yes, and by your vote, so SB 80 is reported favorably. Members, we're taking up tab 6, SB 82, Florida Statutes by Senator Mayfield. You recognize to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 82 amends the Florida statute to conform to a directive of the legislature to replace the terms Department of Economic Opportunity and Secretary of Economic Opportunity with the Department of Commerce and Secretary of Commerce, respectively, and that's the bill.
Any questions, members? Seeing no questions, we do not have any public appearance forms. Is there any debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Mayfield, ways are closed. Cindy, please call the roll on SB 82.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broder?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Hudson? Senator Jones? Senator Osgood? Senator Rodriguez? Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Yarbrough?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes, and by your vote, show SB 82 reported favorably. I'll turn the chair back over to Mayfield.
Thank you, Chairman. Does any senator wish to record it as voting on a bill before the committee today? I think everybody was here, right? Okay, good. If there's no objections, then we're going to go to. Is there any further business before the committee? If not, if there any objections, the meeting is adjourned.